Manuscript Releases, Volume 21, Numbers 1501 to 1598. MR Number 1548. Rebuke the Devil and Praise the Lord. Written July 1850, from East Hamilton, New York. To the church in your place. What God showed me while I was with you, I saw that you had been sinking, growing dormant and unbelieving. I also saw that you have not glorified God as you should have done by offering praise. I saw that the powers of darkness had been getting the victory over you. I was then pointed to Sister Abby's mother and saw she had never been one of us. I saw her approaching Brother and Sister Abby and saying, "The Lord saith," when he had not spoken, and telling things which she said God had shown her, that she had spun out of her own bowels to get her desires accomplished. I saw she had laid her hand upon everything like the power of God, especially singing and shouting. This troubled the evil spirit in her, and she had laid her hand upon it to stop it. I saw that Satan had worked through her effectually to bind God's children. When one had attempted to make an effort to rise and get the victory, the rest were like lodestones to drag him down. I saw you should rise together and unitedly get the victory over the powers of darkness, and sing and shout to the glory of God. I saw that we are the only people upon earth from whom God is to get glory. And if we should hold our peace, the very stones would cry out, for God must receive glory from some of those who dwell upon the earth. The only company who can praise and honor God, I saw, are those who are keeping the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. Then a kernel of corn was held up before me, with the chit gone. The body of the corn I saw was there, but the life was gone. Said the angel, "It can produce no fruit because the life is gone. There is danger of having the form without the power. A theory of faith will not save you. Vital godliness you must have. The life and power of religion in the soul." I saw that Satan had agents to work through, and his angels to operate upon these agents, that they might receive strength from Satan to get the victory over God's people and triumph over them. I saw that the powers of darkness are rising constantly, for Satan has come down in great power, knowing that his time is short. And I saw that unless you are rising daily and growing in grace, strength, and knowledge of the truth, the powers of darkness will get the victory over you. If ever there was a time when we should be wide awake in the cause of God, it is now. You must keep the ascendancy above the powers of darkness. Singing, I saw, often drove away the enemy, and shouting would beat him back. I saw that pride had crept in among you, and there was not childlike simplicity among you. The fear of man, I saw, must all go. I saw that the reason you have been in such bondage is that you are under the influence of the spirit of grandmother, some more and some less, and that you must go down into the water and be baptized and live in newness of life unto God. You must rebuke every particle of that spirit and come out entirely from it. Assert your liberty in the name of the Lord. Be free and stand in the liberty of the sons of God. I saw that you should take hold of the work of the Lord with as much energy as you would take hold of your daily labor and serve God heartily, as though you loved to serve him and as though it was your delight. When you get down before God, wrestle with him until you get the victory and can shout victory over the powers of darkness. This is the account of the vision. Some parts of it might have escaped my mind, but I have written all I could remember, except the individuals' cases. I delivered them when with you, and you will remember them, no doubt. Now do stand in the liberty. Some of you, I feel, are free, and I hope, if you are not all free,
You will rise now and lift up your heads and rejoice in God. Praise the Lord, dear children, as much as you please, for praise is comely for the upright. You have enough to praise him for. He has redeemed you by his most precious blood, and is soon to save you with an everlasting salvation. Finally, brethren, be at peace among yourselves. Ellen G. White Estate, Silver Spring, Maryland, February 28, 1991.